Subject, not his child, and I'm not feeling it. Good morning, Shirley and Steve. This situation that I am in is making me feel like the bad guy, but in my heart, I know I'm not wrong. My boyfriend has a son with this young lady, and the young lady also has a daughter. And my boyfriend has been in her life since she was 2 years old, so she is now 10 years old. He wants his son to come and spend the summer with us, along with the daughter. I don't feel comfortable with it, and I don't like it. Am I wrong? He says the daughter is just like his, but at some point, when do you let go? They were together for 8 years, but when you get out of a relationship with the mother, this is the chance you take when there are kids involved. Please help. Signed, confused. Okay, short letter, short response. I'm sorry, but this letter is ridiculous to me. I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about. Your man has been a father to this girl since she was a baby. He's who she knows as her dad, probably, and you want to destroy that? I don't get that part of it. It's not the kid's fault. I just say, what is the difference if he brings her out for the summer? What's the difference? She's 10. She could probably help you guys with the little son who's 2 years old, all of that. I really do think you're wrong in this. I don't care what your heart is telling you. I just say shame on you for just being mad at this little girl or being upset that she's not his daughter. What is it going to hurt you if she comes out for the summer with his little boy? I mean, they're used to being together. They're growing up as brother and sister. So I don't really understand what your problem with this is. I mean, unless you left out some things in the letter, you have issues with the baby mama, something like that. But don't blame the child. This is not the child's fault. Steve?
the letter is strange in that, you open the letter saying that this situation that I'm in is making me feel like the bad guy, but in my heart, I know I'm not wrong. Okay, so how do we fix you? Because in your heart, the situation is making you feel like the bad guy, but in your heart, I know it's not wrong. Explain that to me. See, your boyfriend has a son with this young lady, and the young lady also has a daughter, and my boyfriend has been in her life since she was 2. She is now 10 years old. He wants his son to come spend the summer with us along with the daughter. I don't feel comfortable with it, and I don't like it. Am I wrong? Yes. Yeah, you're wrong. See, here's what kills me about y'all. Everybody want to complain about a man not being a man, not taking care of his kids. But when a man steps up to take care of someone else's kids, see, ain't no parade for that guy. Ain't no flags waving for him. But that guy who steps up, not only willing to take care of his son, but a girl that he's treated like a daughter and been like a father to the girl. So now that's over, because me and the mama's over. See, that's the problem. So many times when the relationship ends with the man and the woman, it ends with the kids too. And like Shirley said, what do the kids have to do with it? Are you kidding me? So now the little boy and the girl got to suffer because their male counterparts or whatever you want to call them then split up. I don't feel comfortable with it, and I don't like it. Am I wrong? Yes. He says the daughter is just like he is. Wow. I mean, how good is that? That a man says that about a child that biologically is not his.
Right.
How good is that? But at some point, when do you let go? Excuse me? How do you let go? Help me understand that. How you stop loving a child that you've loved for 8 years because you and the mama ain't kicking it no more? Explain to me how this man does that. They were together for 8 years, but when you get out of a relationship with the mother, this is the chance you take when there are kids involved. What? Are you serious? So hold on. So if you marry your boyfriend and y'all have a baby and y'all break up, then that's just it for the kids too, huh? Because that's the chance you take when you get in a relationship and kids are involved. Do you understand how selfish you sound? Does it really register with you what you're saying? I'm just reading back what you've said and trying to get you to understand, yeah, it's kind of selfish. Yeah, you out of line. Yeah, you wrong. Please help. Signed, confused. So you know what the real problem is? I'm going to just end my letter now. We can go and play some song. You don't like his connection to her. Mm-hmm. That's the real problem. You don't like his connection to her.
Yep. And
that's
she left that out of the letter.
Mm-hmm. See, that ain't in your little funky letter. But see, that's why you feel like the bad guy. And that's all it is. You don't really want the son to come, but you can't do that. So you go make your attack angle aimed at the girl because the girl ain't his. But he been treating her like his daughter for 8 years. The girl may only know him as her father. That may be the only daddy she ever had. You going to take that because you uncomfortable with it. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Why don't you get comfortable with it? You might learn something about caring for other people that don't have nothing to do with you or comes of no benefit for you. Strike me as a very selfish person. Mm-hmm. I don't really like you.
And does she have a heart at all? She says in her heart she knows she's wrong.
I want to go out on that statement right there. I'm going to say it again and we'll go out. Okay. I don't really like you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.